And sometimes they're simply buttered, but they're smaller than the buns, usually.
What about a hot cross bun?
That's the exception, and that name comes from an old nursery rhyme, I think.
Did you ever make poverty cake?
No.
Bannock?
No.
Wasp nest bread?
No.
How about out of cornmeal, anything?
Cornbread.
You ever call that Johnny cake?
Yes, Johnny cake. That's old, though, no longer. But in my boyhood days.
You ever call it corn pone?
No.
How would you differentiate between bread, say, we talk about homemade bread, what's the other kind?
Bakery bread?
And the pastry has a hole in the middle, isn't it?
The donut?
And the kind of pastry you have for breakfast? Liquid on it?
Oh, pancakes?
And you put what kind of liquid you put?
Syrup.
You ever call pancakes anything else?
The restaurants always call them wheat cakes and buckwheat cakes and hot cakes. But in the home, they're just usually called pancakes. Waffles, of course, have a different structure.
Is it called flapjacks?
No, it's Western.
You might go to the store and buy some sugar. You might say, I'm going to go buy 10
pounds of sugar.
And what makes the bread rise?
Yeast.
The egg has three parts. It might be the shell, the white, and
the yolk.
It's pretty here. What color is the yolk?
Yellow.
And, I stick with eggs a little bit.
Of course, I've heard that called yelk, but.
You don't say that. No. I haven't heard it in Illinois yet. You might prepare some eggs different ways. What kind of eggs might you have?
We usually have fried eggs. Sometimes poached.
How do you do that?
Poached or in boiling water.
And just drop them in?
Yes.
Break them, drop them in the water.
Break broken content. And they're soft boiled eggs where they're left in the shell.
But you ever talk about these boiled eggs?
Well, we usually designate soft boiled and hard boiled.
But never just boiled?
No.
That's why I started doing this kind of work. Nobody ever says boiled eggs. Boiled eggs. At least they don't run. You grind up some pork, you can have
sausage. That's spiced, of course, too.
And if you have hogs every so often, if you want to eat meat, you're going to have to
butcher.
Meat stands around too long, it's apt to get
boiled, rancid if it's fat.
Butter stands around too long.
It gets rancid, yes.
You ever make anything out of the head and the hog?
Yes, they used to make head cheese.
Is that the same as sow?
As what?
Sow. You ever heard of sow?
I don't know that.
What head cheese, gelatin like this?
Yes.
Pressed,
usually eaten cold, the gelatin-like, and just scraps of meat from different parts of the head put into it. Yes.
What would they call this part?
That's the jowl.
Now, how about the blood? Do they ever make anything with the blood?
No.